think about. All I can think about. All I can think about is getting you home.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After talks with both Arab leaders and Israel's prime minister, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says divisions remain over what happens next in Gaza.
Blinken says he talked to Netanyahu about the hostage negotiations, humanitarian assistance, and Rafah. In the end, no breakthrough.
I think from my perspective at least, these were important, candid conversations to have at a critical time on all three. Of those issues.
Next stop, more detailed discussions with senior Israelis in Washington next week. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
The Senate will vote on a measure to avert a government shutdown this afternoon. The deadline is midnight. The House passed a spending package earlier. Police in Nashville say there are no signs of foul play after the body of Riley Strain was recovered from the Cumberland River. The University of Missouri student was missing for 2 weeks. And on this first week of spring, 18 states are under winter alerts heading into the weekend. This is ABC News. New hope for breast cancer patients unable to get surgery. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Darian Sutton has details.
Cryoablation. This is a method that we use in medicine to freeze or kill abnormal or cancerous cells. And this is a procedure done by interventional radiologists. This option is mainly for patients who otherwise don't have the option for surgery for one reason or another. Historically, it's only used in smaller breast tumors. The reason why this is significant is because these 60 patients had an average tumor size of about 2.5 centimeters, which is closer to the average size at which breast cancer is diagnosed, and the results is that 90% were cancer-free a year later.
Your next Wendy's burger could soon be delivered by drone. DoorDash launching a pilot program for drone food delivery. For now, drones will only deliver orders from Wendy's, but the program will expand if the test works out. The company is testing the aerial plan in a suburb of Roanoke, Virginia. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Biana's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Aylin. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill providing added security for the bank accounts of older Wisconsinites. The bill's author is Green Bay Area Republican Representative John Mako.
We passed several bills. This particular one allows banks the ability, when it looks to them like there's a transaction or behavior that is not consistent with the normal behavior of that account, it will allow the bankers to then call other family members or folks that are listed.
Mako said his mother and mother-in-law were victimized financially, and such safeguards are necessary for the state's growing numbers of baby boomers who may be potentially vulnerable. The governor acted on more than 50 bills on Thursday. In Washington, the House impeachment inquiry against President Joe Biden took an unexpected turn Wednesday. Lev Parnas, a former associate of Rudy Giuliani, made some allegations.
Senator Ron Johnson was our guy in the Senate. It was told to me that when we push the information, he's going to push it in the halls of Congress.
So when the media was getting skeptical about pushing disinformation after they've proven it wrong time and time again, the plan was to have a U.S. senator, Ron Johnson, to push that disinformation even further.
Correct.
Parnas was hired by Giuliani to find damaging information on the president and his son Hunter in order to benefit then-President Donald Trump prior to the 2020 election. A Johnson spokeswoman called the claims by Parnas baseless. Wisconsin's unemployment rate dropped slightly in February. New data from the U.S. Labor Department shows Wisconsin's unemployment rate ticked down 0.2% to 3%. It's almost a percentage point lower than the national average. The state gained jobs over the previous month with 3,200 new jobs created between January and February. Wisconsin's total employment is also higher than the national average. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Cloudy skies today with spotty snow showers still possible. By tonight, we'll see some clearing as temperatures crash cold. This means we'll see a mostly sunny day tomorrow with highs in the mid-30s. All ahead of a major snowstorm smacking by Saturday night and throughout Sunday. Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at GrandpasBBQShop.com. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
This is AM 1430 WRDN, Duran Mondovia, Wabasha. The following program was pre-recorded.
Lapse of the week via Farm Journal broadcast. This is AgriTalk. This morning, it's our Friday Bereaper Haul with panelists Jim Wiesmeyer and Sean Haney. Directly following the news, Jennifer Scheich from Farm Journal's Pork. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson. Now, welcome the host of AgriTalk, Jeff Flory.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much, and welcome. Welcome to Friday morning's AgriTalk. You know what that is. That is the free-for-all. Jim Wiesmeyer standing by. Sean Haney will be around here in a moment. And we've got a lot of ground that we need to cover. Good grief. When I take a look at the list of items that I would like to cover, hopefully we can keep this thing organized well enough and keep pushing through all the issues. But All the way from the appropriations bills, that's where we've got to start because it seems to be the most pressing issue, to the quarterly grain stocks and prospective plantings reports that we will get late next week on the 28th, on Thursday. So I want to do a little bit of preview and a little bit of prep on those things.
And, okay.
Yeah. And, of course, I got to mention, Iowa State Cyclones with their win in the first round over SDSU.
Yeah.
That was a nice one. It was a good one. They could have played better.
I don't know. If you look at the final score, it looks to me like the Cyclones ran through the Jackrabbits like a tornado in a trailer park is what happened there.
Yeah.
I mean, let's forget could have done better. You beat them by like 20 points or something, right?
They were up 20 late in the game, won by 18, I think it was.
Okay.
But there's some room. They've played better. Let's put it that way. But there were times, there were short stretches in that game against South Dakota State that Iowa State looked as good as they've looked all year. No question about it.
Okay.
No question. If they could string all of those moments together, ooh, boy. That would make for a fun tournament the rest of the way, no question. Yeah. And now the Iowa State girls kick it off tonight. Got Maryland.
Okay. Maryland.
Yep. All yep. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Everybody's going over to Stanford from Maryland and from Ames to play a game tonight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it does or not. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing really great. Really great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything's fine.
Good. Good. Yeah. All right. Let's get to the news.
Well, the National Weather Service says back-to-back storm systems will continue to bring snow to the northern plains and upper Midwest over the next several days. Heavy snow will spread into eastern Montana late Saturday, then expand into the northern plains and upper Midwest by Sunday night, producing significant snowfall accumulations. Hazardous travel conditions are likely. Back-to-back storms, Chip.
Yeah. When everything is said and done, they're still saying that we've got the potential for one of the best moisture events that we've had in more than a year in northern Iowa. When everything's said and done, we could push 2 inches of moisture.
Well, Chip, experts told the House Ag Committee China remains the top global threat to U.S. agriculture despite billions in U.S. export sales there. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem says China wants to control the U.S. food supply. Noem had this to say.
They have decades ago started buying our fertilizer companies. Then I watched them buy up our chemical companies. I watched us as we sold citizenship to members of the Communist Party for investment into our processing systems. And now most of our processing facilities are owned by the Communist Party or Chinese government. Now they are coming for our land.
Well, there you go, Chip. Back to South Dakota for a word from Governor Kristi Noem. Strong words there.
Yeah, very much. And maybe I'm naive on some of these, and I could be. It very could be the case. But in many ways, what China was doing was trying to protect their own food supply by, you know, laying down roots in the best food producing country in the world. So it's interesting give and take on this issue.
Yeah. Well, in other news, a multi-state coalition of biofuel and farm advocates asked the Treasury Department to swiftly resolve any questions standing in the way of scaling up U.S. production of sustainable aviation fuel. More specifically, they urged the administration to quickly adopt the U.S. Department of Energy's GREET model for calculating SAF tax credits under the Inflation Reduction Act.
Yeah, we asked Jeff Cooper, CEO at the Renewable Fuels Association, about the timing of that yesterday. Didn't have anything specific, but that group sent that letter out and said, let's get this done.
The Biden administration introduced new regulations aimed at accelerating the transition to electric vehicles, with plans for a majority of new cars and light trucks to be electric or hybrid by 2032 now. However, several challenges threaten to hinder the ambitious plan. Car makers expected to introduce more affordable and high-performing EV models in the coming years, while efforts to standardize charging infrastructure and private investments in network expansion could improve accessibility.
Yeah, we'll talk about that more in a bit.
Hey, here's a piece of good news. On March 17, a tow with 12 barges moved through Lock and Dam 2 in Hastings, Minnesota, opening the Upper Mississippi River to shipping after its cyclic winter shutdown. And finally, Mexico is cautioning a federal U.S. court about potential significant tensions between the two countries if a contentious Texas immigration law is allowed to take effect. Senate Bill 4, signed by Republican Governor Greg Abbott, criminalizes illegal entry into Texas and grants state officials authority to order immigrants' deportation, a realm typically under federal jurisdiction. Chip.
Tensions are incredibly high at the border right now. There's, we will talk about it more as the show goes on, the free-for-all goes on. All right. Thank you, Davis.
Yep.
Let's bring in Jennifer Scheich, editor of Farm Journal Sport. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Okay. Yeah, you've got some perspective on a leadership group that I think is really cool in the pork industry. Tell us about it.
Well, in 2022, I was able to go be a part of the Pork Leadership Institute as one of their guests to talk about, you know, working with media. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I thought, wow, this is a really sharp group of people. And they were very diverse and represented a lot of ages and backgrounds. And I've since just kind of followed this group because we kind of, you know, became friends. We all, I thought, well, this is a neat group of people to follow. And I ran into four of them at Ohio Pork Congress. And I was just overwhelmed as I sat there because these four have went on to do amazing things in the pork industry in the last 18 months. And so I sat down and have a story posted on Pork Business Today that just talks about some of the things that this group is doing. But I think what is so cool is I'm just reminded that, you know, when one person rises, you know, good leaders bring other people with them. And these four just keep challenging each other to be better.
Yeah. It sounds like these four, they're taking advantage of the multiplier effect. It's not 1 + 1 equals 2. It's 1 × 2 equals, you know, effort beyond what they could accomplish on their own.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think as we look at the future of the industry, we need people who are able to bring others up with them to be leaders and to tackle some tough things. So, I mean, these have been my go-to sources to talk about Prop 12, to talk about succession on the farm. I mean, so many things we can glean from them.
Excellent. Excellent. Sometime I want to hear about this trip to Brazil, too, okay?
Okay. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, Jennifer is just fresh back. From Brazil. We'll learn more about that as time goes on. Learn about it now at www.porkbusiness.com.
AgriTalk is brought to you by United Animal Health, where their science allows you to maximize your genetic potential. Learn more at unitedanh.com.
Production of animals is filled with variation and inconsistency. At United Animal Health, we innovate animal science to impact the health of animals using the least amount of resources. Our science aims to produce greater consistency with less variation, allowing you to maximize your genetic investment. At United Animal Health, we believe you're only as good as your animals. We offer scientifically better products that are as reliable as we are. United Animal Health. Good people you can trust.
At FBN Finance, we know there's one thing that unites all farmers. Progress. It drives them to wake up early and be better than the day before. And whether it's a new land purchase or refinancing your ranch, FBN Finance has the agricultural expertise to help you reach your goals. Simply put, FBN Finance puts farmers first. With great rates, instant approvals, and pre-qualifications on farmland loans, FBN Finance has everything you need to be your partner in the fields and with your finances. And now, you can get $500 off closing costs for loans over $250,000. Start your farmland loan today at fbn.com/agritalk or call 833-FBN-LEND. That's 833-FBN-LEND. FBN Finance, more than a lender. Financing offered by FBN Finance, LLC and its lending partners. Available where FBN Finance, LLC is licensed. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS ID 1631119.
Farmers are the heartbeat of rural America.
Congress recently invested $20 billion in America's farmers and ranchers, focusing on conservation practices and profits for future generations. Today, these funds are at risk.
You're squawking over $20 billion. That USDA program, it's investment into the future for everybody.
If the funding was eliminated, it could hurt farms and families.
Tell Congress, protect this generational investment in the Farm Bill. Learn more at investinourland.org. Paid for by Invest in Our Land.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Max Armstrong here. The demand for nitrogen has never been higher. Fortunately, Pivot Bio has transformed the way fertilizer is produced and used by farmers. Unlike synthetic nitrogen fertilizers, the cost of Pivot Bio Proven 40 is every bit as consistent as its performance. And since it's applied in furrow at planting, it's weatherproof.
To learn more, contact Bauer Seeds in service in Durand, Wisconsin. Call 715-577-8541.
We don't make the news, we render it. AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm your host, Chip Flory. We got the free-for-all going on this Friday morning. Let's start to bring in the team here. Pro Farmer Policy Analyst, Jim Wiesmeyer. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Chip.
Is your bracket all busted to heck already?
Kentucky didn't help.
Is that, yeah, Kentucky, I don't think, helped a lot of people. No doubt about it. All right. Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio, Sean Haney. Haney, good to talk to you, buddy.
Hey, it's great to be here. You know, what's crazy is there actually are people, like in the ESPN Bracket Challenge, that did have Oakland over Kentucky, but it's like those people that fill out like 30 brackets. I did three.
Yeah.
And I had one of those had Kentucky winning the whole thing. So that one's torched.
Right.
But I got another one that's in the 98th percentile. I'm like 450,000th place, which is pretty good considering how many people fill out brackets. So well, yeah. Here's it goes well.
Yeah, there you go. I got to believe that you got Iowa State winning that one, right?
I do have Iowa State over Washington State in that one. I know that.
Okay.
So,
all right.
I that one's got UConn winning the whole thing.
Yeah. Yep. That one seems to be the easy choice.
Maybe it's a smart choice, Chip. It's a smart choice.
We'll see. We'll see if we'll see if UConn can even make it out of the first round. We'll find that out later today. All right. Mm-hmm. And of course, Davis Michelson is with us as well and ready to get rolling. Okay. Jim, I feel like we need to start with the appropriations bills again. Is this package going to pass before midnight?
Yeah, I'll be pretty quick. It's our version of March Madness here in town, but it's March Madness that you shouldn't watch or listen to. Eventually, it's going to get done, whether it's late tonight or sometime over the weekend in a mini shutdown. All you have to hear, Chip, is they're going to get it done. Then the Senate takes off for 2 weeks. That's why you're going to get the bill done.
Oh, jeez. Okay. But, you know, what you just said there, a mini shutdown, I can't believe that we're to this point again.
Yeah, because some of the, both in the House and the Senate, but the House, some of the rebels and the other conservatives in the Republican Party are crying foul. They have some legitimacy in that they only have a few hours to read over a 1,000-page bill, but it is what it is. I would say after this is over, they have 6 months, Chip, to do the next fiscal year bill. Do your work.
Yeah. And Jim, it seems like all we talk about when it comes to this Congress are the spending bills. It's not like they're taking on big issues like immigration.
No, not that many at all. And Mike Johnson, as the House Speaker, is doing what he has to do. He has to get a lot of Democratic votes to get it through on the House floor. And that's got some of his party very upset, but you wouldn't get it done, Chip, without them. That's called a compromise, you know, between both parties.
When are they not upset? That's a better
question. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I agree.
You know, Speaker Johnson here is having to grow up fast, right? Remember, this is not something that's been in any sort of leadership position. Mm-hmm. And he is having to mature in this role, having to deal with all the kind of the shenanigans and the fracturing of the right side of the aisle. So I believe it was Chip Roy that was really, really upset with Johnson.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it was some of the usual talking points, but it's going to be interesting to see if we do see that fringe group try to move on him. It seems like there's a lot of talk, but not a lot of action to try to avoid repeating the process what they did under McCarthy.
Yeah, Chip Roy is about as angry as an attorney general from New York City, if you know what I mean.
Well,
two peas in a pod.
That is a feral animal right there, Wiesmeyer. You better be careful dealing with that one. Good grief. Are Speaker Johnson's days numbered?
If they are, I think the Democrats will save him because they're working with him. So I think that the conservatives are upset now that they're not being listened to as much anymore. They're not being afraid. So that's how you get things done.
Well, and you got to wonder, too, don't they bide their time till post? Well, yeah, I was going to say bide their time to post-election betting on Trump winning the fall election and then dealing with it with Johnson afterwards.
What, that you change your House rules for the new Congress, that you're not at the mercy of a few votes.
Yeah,
that will happen if the Republicans retain control of the House, and that's an if.
Yeah. I don't know how we change them significantly enough to make a difference, Jim, the rules of the House.
Well, you don't put certain members from the rebels onto the rules committee. That's one.
Well,
so you get rules through. Yeah, you can get rules through. And that's big in the House because we've seen that. That'll change. So just think that it'll get more. It won't be normal, but still it'll be that it can actually function because it's a dysfunctional House right now.
But it all depends on how big that majority. Like, if the wider that majority, the easier it is to change those rules. Is it not?
Yes, you'll have about the same rate. They won't have much give, but you'll still change that rules committee. That's the big one, as far as I'm concerned, to get things done.
Okay. So let's assume that you're right. By the time we get to Monday morning, one way or another, the appropriations, the spending bills for the Departments of Defense, Homeland Security, Labor, Health and Human Services, Education, State, and the Legislative Branch will be passed. The government will be continuing to work. Does that clear some time to get a farm bill out of the House?
It helps. Absolutely. We're starting to get some movement. I think that G.T. Thompson, House Ag Chair, will release a chairman's mark between Easter and Memorial Day. You can, there's your timeline. And all I'm hearing now is it will be creative. They're going to include language that shows $40 to $50 billion additional dollars above and beyond the $1.51 trillion 10-year baseline. They're saying they won't rob Peter to pay Paul to get that extra funding. So that means they're going to have to be very creative. They'll use some CCC funding, some food stamp language changes. But other than that, what can they get for the $40 to $50 billion chip? An increase in reference prices, not a static percent for all commodities. It'll be variable. Improvements to crop insurance, increases in trade promotion, the MAP and the FMD program backloaded because of the current RAP program. And some biosecurity. They're going to throw some chunk of change at biosecurity. So that, that's of note too. And we'll see what happens relative to how the Democrats react. Because if you touch $1 in food stamps, they're not going to vote for it.
Well, yeah. When you mentioned changing the language on the nutrition bill at all, that's a red flag.
Yeah, we'll see what they can give them as a result of that. So I'm not going to cast it totally, but I think still most people, in 85% of the Farm Bill watchers in this town are signaling it won't be done this year. We'll see. I still want to see the text of the bill first before putting it in the grave.
Well, I don't know the details of it, but who's going to argue against increased funding going to things like biosecurity?
Like, true.
That just seems like something that everybody can agree on, which is good when we don't seem to agree on much.
Yes.
Yeah, but at the same time, I know what you're saying, Haney. I know what you're saying, but at the same time, with the focus of some on let's find any way that we can to cut spending, they're going to look at that very closely. And, Jim, you mentioned some of the trade development, the market development efforts that are out there, and even RAP, USDA's newest trade development. Am I describing that accurately? Trade development?
Yeah.
RAP? Yeah.
Trade promotion. Yeah.
Trade promotion. They're spending a bunch of money on that, aren't they?
They are, and they're front loading it. So we're going to see. It's been oversubscribed, actually, Chip, which tells you there's the momentum there. But we have a long ways to go to get our U.S. trade policy back in the right thrust for U.S. agriculture. Both Democrats and Republicans have turned protectionist.
Yeah, okay, let's talk a little bit more about ag trade when we come back. I want to talk about the 45Z credits, the GREET model. When are we going to get the final adjustments there? Border tensions, there's still a lot of ground for us to cover on the free-for-all here on AgriTalk.
In the beginning, there were soybean plants, and something big was about to happen.
Except it didn't. Because stresses like heat and drought struck during the flowering stage, preventing bloom and so much more. But then Agroxene said, "Let there be Smartfoil." And the big bloom came, because Smartfoil is a biological foliar application that increases pod count and yield potential by reducing abiotic stress. So bloom big in 2024. Ask your retailer about Smartfoil by Agroxene, or visit bigbeanbloom.com to learn more.
Are you ready to maximize your yields? Use Germinator Steel Closing Wheels. Germinator Steel Closing Wheels provide a 13-bushel advantage per acre in no-till and a 7-bushel advantage per acre in conventional as compared to standard rubber wheels.
Caution! Please confirm that you have additional space in your bin before adopting Germinator Closing Wheel Systems.
Call 712-520-6051 or visit farmshopmfg.com to place your order today.
Time for Markets Now.
When it comes to planting, we know that it takes more than just seed and soil. It's Matthew here with Bluff Country Feed and Seed, and I know that it takes quality seed, fertilizer, as well as expertise. That is how you build a proper foundation and lay down your roots. This is exactly why we can be your experts, because we are rooted here locally. We know Bluff Country because we live here with you. Strong roots lead to a strong business and a thriving community. So plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Milk markets are lower with this WRDN market update. I'm Brian Winnikins. At the Mercantile Exchange, April milk down 12 to 1562, May down 4 to 1621, June down 9 to 1690, July down 10 at 1767. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower. A lot of positioning ahead of the cattle on feed report, which will be released late this afternoon. And the trade is approaching that report with some extra caution. Hog markets, meanwhile, higher in most of the contracts due to strength in some of the pork cutout values. Still a little bit of profit taking, though, in the nearby contract. April live cattle down 60 cents to 187.77. March feeder cattle down 72 cents to 250.15. April hogs down 32 cents to 84.57. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets are relatively flat to slightly lower. Soybeans, though, with double-digit losses today as the Brazilian harvest continues. That's pressuring markets, along with increased farmer selling. Wheat markets, though, moving higher. MATIF wheat prices are higher. Dollars a bit lower, and that's helping to support the wheat market. May corn steady at 440 and three quarters. New crop down 1 1/4 to 475 and a half. May beans down 16 and three quarters to 1195 and a quarter. New crop down 14 and three quarters to 1189 and a half. Chicago wheat, May up 6 1/2 to 553 and a quarter. Minneapolis wheat up 3 1/2.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric spray-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric spray-on bedliner can work for you. Visit osseoplastics.com for more information.
Looking to upgrade the home appliances? Alcivia Co-op Heating and Cooling features gas and electric ranges, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers from General Electric and Speed Queen. If you need an appliance repair, Alcivia Co-op Heating and Cooling can service all major appliances. Call Alcivia Co-op and ask for Jody Feedy. She'll help you with all of your home appliance needs. Alcivia Co-op, your GE and Speed Queen appliance dealer, Durand.
Necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. The best talkers in ag, including you. Join the conversation on AgriTalk. Call us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
All right, welcome back to the free-for-all. Jim Wiesmeyer, Sean Haney, Davis Michelson, me. Go ahead, Wiesmeyer. Let's hear the breaking news.
Breaking news. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, Republican rebel from Georgia, just filed a motion to vacate the speaker's chair. Now, that puts Mike Johnson's short speakership in jeopardy. Greene and the other hardline conservatives are very upset about that $1.2 trillion spending bill. You'll recall Chip Johnson just took office in October. So right. Here we go again. Man, breaking news. I'd have to see. Now we're going to see. Will the Democrats say enough of this stuff? We're going to come out and support the speaker. So to give a direct shot at the conservatives, we'll see.
Right.
And if he is saved by the Democrats, that does that not really seal the deal of his fate with certain people in the Republican Party? Like, that won't go over well at all either. Like, he'll live to fight another day, but his brand inside that party, although he is, you know, very much fits the mold of the social conservative and everything that many people want in that position, he his goose will be cooked long term.
Yeah, but again, yeah, the signal that if they vote, continue to vote, no, what they're saying is they wanted to shut down the government, and they didn't shut it down. So, you know, we're going to see how many times can they go through. And again, this will not be very good news on November 5 elections for Republicans in the House if they do that.
Right. I was just going to say, what are they hoping to gain from a government shutdown? It could just be that I don't understand that the positives that they think might come out of it.
They think that they can extract things to get it, but Chip, they don't know how to do math. Apparently, you have to have the number of votes, and you need Democrats to get something through. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. Well, I think what they're trying to gain, Chip, is that solidifying the message that be spending the money, like, don't spend it on, it's like a fiscal hawk out of control. It's the message, like, you're just trying to stop spending because we have to balance the budget, government's spending too much. And the nuance is not important. It's more of that. I think that key message, we're stopping spending. This is crazy.
Right. 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 And hey, that's an important message. There is no question about it. But there are better actions to advance that message than shutting down the government. And evidently pursuing those legislative efforts to reduce spending and send that message that we need to find a way to cut our spending, it's just not attractive. It's right, too hard.
But if they feel they're not being heard, drastic times require drastic measures. And so they feel that the current situation requires this kind of action in order to get the message through to people. That's how I sort of read through the tea leaves.
I hear you, and I understand it. I also understand that arsonists like to stand around and watch the fire burn, too.
Well, there's that, too.
Yeah. So it's there's lots of different angles to come at this one from. There's no doubt about that. So take us to the border tensions then, Jim, because I've seen the video of the migrants that are rushing the fence, and this looks to be escalating quickly on the level of violence that is going to be taking place down there at the border.
Yeah, a true invasion. An ugly invasion now. Yeah, it's not a peaceful invasion when they kind of go willingly across the border, but now they're cutting and they're disrupting and things like that. So in Mexico, as we said in the news portion of saying, wait a minute, they don't like some of this Texas bill either. So it's right. Coming to a head now, Chip. It's coming to a head now. So we'll see on a pending Supreme Court ruling.
Do you see where Mexico is? They're providing money or incentives for people that are intending to cross the border to go back to Guatemala. Migrants will be eligible for $110 per month for half a year, and assistance finding employment through Mexican companies in Venezuela.
Okay,
so they're trying to provide 6 months of monthly payments to and help try to find jobs back to you if you go back home. Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting. There's a million thoughts going through my mind on how that can. Well, I don't know if they all backfire, but there's lots of potential for a plan like that to backfire, right? And why not, instead of doing that, why not take the money and invest in some manufacturing? You know, provide some opportunities inside of those countries. And I know with Venezuela, good gosh, you can't make that happen, but it's just, I don't know, Jim, there's a lot of big answers that we are looking for on this immigration issue, and it's hard to identify and anything that will get consensus.
The reason is because it's too tied up into politics right now. And then it's not a real policy decision at this particular time. So
they're not interested.
Have to wait
until
after the election. They're not. No, I agree. They're not.
Boy, that's bad.
Yeah.
That's it's good. Reality, though.
Yeah, like, it is.
Yeah, how it's hard to argue differently.
Yeah, yeah,
really.
Here's another one that is reality, Jim. The U.S. ag trade deficit is widening. We had Senator Joni Ernst from Iowa on the show yesterday afternoon. She wasn't very nice when she was talking about the efforts of the U.S. Trade Rep's office and the Biden administration in doing anything to grow ag exports.
Yeah, because of that, and she says, Catherine Tai, our U.S. Trade Rep, says to the ag groups, yeah, we hear you, but we're focusing on other areas that'll have more impact, manufacturing and other sectors. And Secretary Vilsack repeatedly now is throwing the stones back to ag groups of saying, hey, we don't have trade promotion authority. You didn't ink it through. But what he doesn't say is usually an administration request fast track trade negotiating authority. That's what trade promotion authority is, where you up and down vote, because they have no trade agreements that need approval, Chip, because they know the atmosphere in Congress, both political parties. You probably couldn't pass a new trade agreement.
Right.
Right. So where is the current ag trade deficit relative to the past?
Oh, ag trade deficit is $30 billion. We used to have a surplus almost every year.
Now, Vilsack,
Vilsack handles that by saying, well, a stronger dollar, as if we've never had a stronger dollar, and a few commodities are causing that, horticulture and sugar. That doesn't pass the reality test.
Okay, so what is happening then? What is the reality? What fixes it? Like I saw,
the reality is that Brazil is taking the corn and bean market,
and cotton,
and cotton.
So what does the U.S. need to do to be more competitive in those commodities?
Move to domestic utilization. That's the signal that they're given. And that's why, which bridges us into the biofuels and sustainable aviation fuel and the need to get a GREET model and these 45Z tax incentives that can be used. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And is the infrastructure ready for that?
Couple of conversations this week on the PM hour of AgriTalk have turned to what if the development of renewable diesel, of sustainable aviation fuel, of the biofuel future that a lot of people see and anticipate is going to be supportive for the grain markets. What if that doesn't happen? Are we going to have to go back and get some of the export market back? Do you know how painful that would be?
Yeah, that means low prices.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be a long period of really difficult conditions in agriculture across the industries to try to get that demand back. So at this point, we're all in. The U.S. is all in on developing the sustainable aviation fuel market, the maritime sustainable fuel market, the go right on down the list. And time will tell if the right decisions were made on that, but they're pushing hard and pushing hard for it right now. No question about it. And just one last thing, the farmer forum that we had on Wednesday with Laura and Karen, a produce producer there in New York, talking about the mandated wages, mandated housing, mandated transportation for the workers to harvest the berries and the cherry tomatoes and the that type of produce. It is the regulations are so expensive that it's cheaper to import than it is to grow them here. We're upside down in too many sectors. We'll be back with more of the Free For All next.
Three little words no parent wants to hear.
My tummy hurts.
And it always seems to happen at the worst times. Like in the middle of the morning rush, when you still have homework to check and lunches to pack, and of course, you're already late for work. Luckily, there's Pepto-Kids. Pepto-Kids gummies help relieve occasional stomach upsets, turning those three words into these three words.
I feel better.
Bad time for stomach upsets? Good time for Pepto-Kids gummies. Fast support for little tummies.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Progressive asks, what do a late-night pizza craving?
Pizza place.
Can I get one large pepperoni pizza?
A newly licensed teen delivery driver. A guaranteed delivery time or its free offer. And your front fence have in common?
Uh-oh.
It's my fence!
They can turn your stomach upside down in under 30 minutes.
I'm still getting a tip, right?
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day Active Liver Tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of Active Liver.
Active Liver is one of many award-winning health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Purchase at Amazon.com or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Available as a tablet or delicious sugar-free gummy. Protect and help your liver the easy and effective way with Active Liver at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Barry Johnson, North American Sales Manager for Agroxine, joins us right now. Barry, biologicals, they are such a hot topic right now. Tell me about Agroxine and how long you've been in the business.
Sure. Agroxine is the name of the Ag Biosolutions division of LaSalle. LaSalle is a 170-year-old family-owned company based in France that's known as the world leader in yeast production. Agroxine is looking at yeast as the base of its plant biologicals.
Okay, so let's talk more about your yeast-based biological SmartFoil. Tell me about that.
SmartFoil is rich in organic molecules that have been fermented by yeast. This creates active metabolites that are absorbed by the plant. The amplification of metabolic reactions, especially during flowering, helps mitigate the effect of abiotic stress on the plant. So let's take soybeans, for example. Applying SmartFoil to soybeans ahead of flowering can help manage the soybean plants, retain more flowers because they are not aborted due to stress from things like drought or excessive heat.
Okay.
So when you retain more flowers, you set more pods and eventually produce higher soybean yield.
Okay, these stress mitigators. Barry, I think that's what a lot of guys are shooting for. Is that the secret to improving yields?
For SmartFoil in particular, the idea of protecting soybeans as they start their reproductive phase is critical to protecting yield, because that process of flowering is so crucial to the end yield. It's important to know these types of biologicals are just one tool in the farmer's toolbox to maximize yield potential, but they are an effective tool to add, providing consistent ROI.
Excellent. Barry, where can growers go to learn more about SmartFoil?
Agroxine.com, that's AgroxineE.com, or talk to your local retailer to see if they carry SmartFoil in your area.
Thank you, Barry. That's Barry Johnson, North American Sales Manager for Agroxine.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready. And health insurance is your financial safety net. Health insurance has never been so easy and affordable. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more,
give us a call at 800-801-2730. That's 800-801-2730.
The truth is hard to come by these days unless you listen to AgriTalk.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. We've got the free-for-all going. Pro Farmer Policy Analyst Jim Wiesmeyer, Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio's Sean Haney, Davis Michelson, and me, your host, Chip Flory. Okay. Wiesmeyer, EPA came with the tailpipe emissions final rule again. They're pushing the EVs. It feels like it doesn't matter what is happening in the automobile market, what is happening in the manufacturing. It doesn't matter. They're going to continue to push and push and push on the EVs.
Yeah, and they're saying it's not a ban. It is a ban.
Oh, it
when
is.
Through, yes, it is a mandate by a certain percentage. And to get there, you know, it would have major implications. I think this is, will indeed be challenged in the courts, and I don't think EPA is going to win this one, Chip, eventually. It's going to take a while.
Okay, so that was one of the things that I asked Jeff Cooper about was, is this, you know, the final rule? Is that it? Is there any way that we can appeal this? And he said, absolutely. You know, it may be the final rule, but it's not the final word. It will be challenged in court. And, you know, I mean, the listeners have heard me say this a million times, but there are ways to advance for the administration to advance the tailpipe emissions towards their goals right now with the fuels that are available to them. And they just turn a blind eye to it on most cases. It gives me real concern about what is going to happen with the final adjustments on the GREET model, Jim.
Yeah, well, even back to the EPA real briefly, the Wall Street Journal has an excellent approach on their commentary item on this that's headlined, "They're Coming After Your Trucks." And you get at the majority of people who buy F-150s or whatever, that gets their attention. So I think this is going to be, you watch Trump pick up on this as a big issue throughout the campaign.
Well, hey, try being a car manufacturer.
Yes.
Right now, trying to steer through this hot mess. You are looking at your production timelines. You're looking at your capital investment and where capital flows in terms of product lines. You've got the political risk, like you just said, Jim, of the fall election. You've got what the market's telling you versus what the government's telling you. I don't know how you make sense of what you're supposed to do.
Yeah. Car dealerships, they rely heavily on servicing vehicles.
Yeah.
And EVs, you don't have to service as much. So, and then the workers in these plants, they know that this is a negative issue for the labor union, despite what they may support, Biden for, at least some of the unions.
But on the car dealership side, too, what also happens to the car dealership, and this is what's been happening when you talk to those people, is these EVs being pushed down their throat, even though they can't sell them.
Right.
You know, I think it was Buick, right? Where they lost half of their dealerships because the dealerships weren't prepared to commit the investment in their own dealerships to be able to have the EVs. And if you weren't going to sell EVs, you couldn't sell the regular Buicks either. I think it was Buick that did that. So yeah, this is a real conundrum. Yeah.
Well, yeah,
you're paying more for a gas powered car because of the losses that the dealerships are having to cough up for EVs.
Yeah. So there's That's the clear. Cost. Yeah.
There's the cost side. They're narrowing. The cost differential is narrowing.
Artificially.
Well, yes. Artificially.
The liquid fuel powered vehicle is making up, as you just said, are making up for the losses on the lower cost of the EVs. So it's one of the strangest combinations that I can remember. What I understand now is that EV buyers are showing remorse when they get home and realize exactly what they need to do to put a charging station in their garage.
I went through that in my purchase thing where at least Hyundai would have really subsidized you about 80%, Chip.
Yeah.
In that.
It's not that much anymore. Well, how long ago was that, Jim?
September, and I was at the beginning of the downturn.
Last year?
Last year. I could feel the momentum drift south for the EVs when I was looking. And because they were dropping almost daily the price for the EVs.
Yeah.
Well, on this same biofuel, like this whole discussion, I got really concerned reading Jim's update. And I think it was a biofuel expert, I don't know who the person was, said, you know, because SAF is not an obligated fuel, SAF feels a lot like cellulosic.
Yeah.
In the first 5 years of the RFS.
That made me really nervous. It really did. And it reminded me that Southwest Airlines getting involved in production of sustainable aviation fuel, and they're going the cellulosic route.
Yeah. He said it could be a unicorn fuel.
Yeah. It makes you wonder, what does Southwest know about making alcohol out of cellulosic materials that Jeff Breuen has missed at Poet for the last 30 years. Boy, this is, you got to wonder if all the major players understand exactly what they're getting into. Wow. Holy smokes. That went by in a hurry, you guys. Jim, when are we going to get any word on the final GREET adjustments?
We're beginning week three, Chip. Week's not much. Bill Sack, so we'll see. The House passed the bill, by the way.
The House what?
The House passed the bill. At least that's what I saw on my screen.
Okay. All right. Very good, you guys. Hey, great job today. There's a lot of really complicated issues that we're trying to deal with right now, trying to gain a better understanding, including, you know, the brackets, and trying to maneuver those through as well. Good luck, you guys. We'll talk to you later.
Sure.
Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer, Sean Haney, Real Agriculture. All right, come back this afternoon. We're going to have a conversation with Jamie Kawaki from Paragon Investments here on AgriTalk.
All right, let's see here. Acuron Corn Herbicide. Powerful weed control? Check. Long-lasting residual? Check. Proven crop safety? Check. Acuron checks all the boxes, which is why it outperforms and outyields all other corn herbicides by 5 to 15 bushels an acre. Talk to your local Syngenta retailer or visit findmorebushels.com to discover your revenue potential today. Always read and follow label instructions. Acuron is a restricted-use pesticide.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Savings. Now that's speaking the Lowe's language. And with My Lowe's Rewards, your savings just keep coming. Save money with member-only offers and earn points when you shop. More points equal more rewards just for you. Because Lowe's knows you earned it, literally. Learn more about our new loyalty program at Lowe's.com/MyLowe's Rewards. Program subject to terms and conditions. Points are awarded on eligible purchases. See Lowe's.com/terms for full details. Subject to change.
Some people just know there's a better way to do things, like bundling your home and auto insurance with Allstate, or hiring someone to move your piano instead of doing it yourself.